To order this meeting of the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee, our first meeting of the 2007th year, 25th Alaska Legislature. I'd like to begin by introducing members of the committee this year. We have here to my left Senator Gary Stevens, Vice Chair of the Committee from Kodiak. We're joined by Senator Con Bundy here to my right from Upper Hillside and a little bit of Eagle River. Turnagain Arm,
Hope,
Girdwood. We also, Senator Betty Davis is not able to join us today. She's off on state business, and we expect Senator Hoffman at a later time. So thank you all for being here, the folks on gavel to gavel at home and the folks here in the Belts Room in the state capitol. We're happy to have you with us. A couple of introductions and preliminary things before we get into today's substantive agenda. I want to introduce the staff to the committee. We have a very fine staff again this year. First is Dana Owen. This is Dana's, he'll serve as committee aide. It's his ninth session in the legislature. He worked in the late 1980s and early 1990s for Fairbanks Representative Nilo Kopanen, a fellow many of us remember fondly. He last worked for me in the 2004 session as caucus staff for the Senate minority. He's worked in the executive branch as a budget analyst at OMB and as a special assistant in the Department of Revenue, and we're very happy to have Dana with us. We're also joined today by our committee secretary for the session, Ms. Ann Krekelberg. Ann has a BA from the University of Hawaii in English Lit and Russian, first coming to Alaska from Hawaii in 1970. From Hawaii to Juneau, Alaska, that's wonderful, where she bought land, designed, and built her own home at Lena Point. She first worked in the Alaska legislature in 1978 after being a commercial troller. Worked as a secretary for Senate State Affairs, House Resources, and an aide for House State Affairs. She's commercially fished for 12 years or more and had a family before returning to work in Senate Records after it was created over 15 years ago. She's enjoyed being in the being a Senate secretary to all the Senate committees, but she specially notes that Labor and Commerce and Resources are her favorites. So we're happy to have you with us. She became manager of the Senate Records Office 3 years ago and continues in that position in addition to these duties. So thanks to a great staff who's joined us this year. I want to say here at the outset, as we organize the work of the committee, that I intend to run the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee in these next 2 years in the fine tradition established by Senator Bundy and his wonderful staffer, Jane Alberts. I intend to run the committee, and Dana intends to work for the committee along with Ann in the same professional and courteous and forthright manner as Senator Bundy and Ms. Alberts. There are three areas of particular concern for me in this committee, and I've talked with each member of the committee, both majority and minority, to lay out a topical work plan that involves workforce readiness, workforce development in the state, to especially get ready for a gas pipeline someday, sooner rather than later, we hope. And also, in particular, the needs of the healthcare industry. Energy issues, renewable energy issues, and other energy issues generally are of particular concern to me and to the committee, along with rural economic development. So in addition to the bills that come before us that need consideration and to be disposed of, we'll also be dealing with important, timely topics for the state of Alaska. And in the vein of cooperation and productivity, I've met with Representative Kurt Olson, the chair of our counterparts in the House Labor and Commerce Committee. We're off to a good start in our working relationship and intend to hold a number of joint meetings in order to cut down on the number of meetings and increase our productivity, especially for confirmation hearings for the Commissioner of Commerce and Community Development and the Commissioner of Labor. We'll also be we're going to dispense with the regular department briefings. I think that's a waste of time for experienced legislators such as this on this committee, but we will be having a particular focus on insurance issues with the director of the Division of Insurance. So we're off to a good start with our House counterparts, with the Palin administration, and I'm excited about our work together. With that said, we want to dig into the, and having a quorum established, we're going to dig into the agenda before us today. We have the first example of bipartisan cooperation with the bills before us. Senate Bill 24 by Senator Wilkins, Senate Bill 39 by Senator Wilikowski, identical bills relating to business license fees. Here at the outset, we're going to deal with some of the policy calls made during the Murkowski administration by the legislature and Governor Murkowski and consider some of those possible change in direction, and we have bills before us today that will may do that. So I'm going to ask Senator Wilken and Senator Wildakowski to pull up an extra chair there at the table and bring your identical bills before the committee. I'm going to ask Senator Wilken to begin with his sponsor presentation and then turn it over to Senator Wildakowski. So if you could identify yourself for the record and please proceed. The bills are now before the committee.
Afternoon, Mr. Chairman. My name is Gary Wilken. I proudly represent Fairbanks and Fort Wainwright in the State Senate. Thank you for hearing our bill today, and members of the committee for being here to allow me to have the opportunity to present Senate Bill 24. I'd like to say and put on the record, there's a friend of mine named Mark Chamberlain. Mark I came to know through manager of Sam's Club in Fairbanks. Ardent small businessman, and probably as upset about what we did and I voted for a few years ago as anyone, and he's been dancing on my head for 3 years. And he came to me and said, Gary, why don't you change the business license this year? I didn't have a good reason why I shouldn't. So I thank Mark for his doggedness and his vision. And with that, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, you have before you a sponsor statement, which I'll, for the record, if you'll indulge me to read in. You also have the bill. You have a fact sheet on the bill, bullets to speak to. You should have a graph showing the number of licenses over the since 1990. You have a letter of support from the National Federation of Independent Businesses and a fiscal note, fiscal notes that are hot off the press. So those should be in front of you for your reference. So with your indulgence, if I could present Senate Bill 24 and put on the record through the sponsor statement this proposed legislation. Senate Bill 24 repeals a 2003 law that increased the fee for a business license to $100 annually and reestablishes the business license at $25 per year. In the face of a possible $800 million budget deficit in 2003, the legislature increased the fee for a business license from $25 to $100 per year. Senate Bill 24 recognizes that the financial picture for the state of Alaska is dramatically different than 4 years ago. In fact, the Legislative Finance Division estimates a general fund balance of $1.35 billion for this fiscal year 07. Given this substantial surplus, it's appropriate that the fee for a business license return to $25 per year, the level it was from 1949 to 2003. The cost of processing a business license is covered by an annual fee of $25. The use of technology has streamlined both the initial application and the renewal process. Percentage of licenses purchased and renewed online has increased from 14% in 2003 to 36% in 2006. This positive trend has proven to be cost-effective for the Division of Occupational Licensing. In addition, it is important to note that the number of people applying for a business license in 2003, the last year before the fees were increased to $100, totaled 74,599 applicants. In 3 short years, the number of applicants has decreased 9.7%. The state of Alaska should encourage the expansion of small businesses, not discourage the growth. Setting the business license fee at $25 annually will demonstrate that the state of Alaska is business friendly and welcomes new small business. Please join me in support of encouraging the growth of Alaska's business sector and pass Senate Bill 24. Thank you. I'm available for questions.
Senator Wilken, thank you for your presentation. We also have before us Senate Bill 39, and we'll turn now to Senator Wildakowski for his sponsor statement. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, members of the committee. Appreciate the opportunity to come here and present SB 39, an act relating to the amount of the business license fee. Similar to the presentation by Senator Wilken, I proposed as I campaigned, I did talk to people in my district who we're concerned about the impacts of impacts to small businesses from this. Specifically, I talked to some very small hobby shop owners, daycare providers, who did express concern over the amount of the business license fee. And when I started to look into this and realized, saw some of the the findings, in particular the drop in the number of business licenses, I thought it was important to, as a state, particularly with the large surplus that we have now, to put in a bill, and so I did that. As Mr. Senator Wilkin stated, there has been a significant increase in business licenses since this bill went into effect. We've gone from approximately 74,599 business licenses in 2003 down to 67,321 in 2006, which is a drop of 7,278 business licenses in that short period of time. And I think I agree with Mr. Senator Wilkin that we should be doing everything we can to encourage small businesses. And I know that there may be some who think that it is a relatively small amount, being we're dropping from $100 to $25. However, the proof is in the statistics. There has been a nearly 10% drop in business licenses. And so I would encourage you all to support this bill. Thank you.
Great. Thank you for your presentation. Senator Bundy, questions for the sponsors?
Yes, thank you, and I'll invite Senator Wilkin to have his constituent dance on my head because I'm opposed to this. And just make a couple of general comments and then ask a question or two. I mean, if some business is in such desperate straits that they can't maintain themselves in business for $75 a year, we probably do them a favor by asking them to get out before they are completely upside down. Senator Wilkin pointed out that this fee started at $25 in 1949. Just for inflation, if we would have increased for inflation, it'd be over $200 now. And Senator Wilkin sold bread at one time, and I don't think you can buy a loaf of bread now for what you did in 1949, which is part of doing business and the cost of doing business. My biggest concern, of course, is that we're going to lose $4 to $5 million if this bill goes into effect. Senator Wilkin mentioned that we raised it because there was a deficit. He also has information that says we'll probably be in a deficit in a couple of years. Will you then introduce legislation to increase the fee in a couple of years? I mean, a rhetorical question. I just, and as far as the number of business license going down, I'll use myself as an example. At one time, business license was $25. I bought one, and I had a hokey business that I used to write off some things on income tax. When it comes to $100, well, then it's not worth it. I don't see a direct correlation between the $100 fee and the number of license going down, that the $100 is a discouragement for a legitimate business. I think it's probably a discouragement for those people who just simply had a business license that they did not use actively. One of the things I hope the committee will consider, and I'm talking to Department of OCC licensing, many people in many businesses incorporate in Alaska and then don't bother to buy a business license. And that may affect that the decrease in licenses, but we really ought to be making sure everyone that does business in Alaska has a business license. We have on many instances in the past suggested that anything that the state authorizes, like a business license or anything, ought to pay for itself. Now, if indeed $25 is going to pay for itself, I can understand that, and that applies to that philosophy. But again, I want to know where that $4 to $5 million. Deficit is going to be made up, and there needs to be a quid pro quo here, I think, if we're going to support this idea. Also, Mr. Chairman, when it's appropriate, I do have an amendment after discussion with OCC licensing. There apparently is little enforcement available to the department for people who don't have business licenses. And again, I have some personal experience. People were doing business in the state, making substantial amounts of money and not bothering to buy a business license. I asked their investigator to look into this, and, well, frankly, she was too busy.
And, so, Senator, we will consider that. If you can hold any more comments about the amendment until, because we're going to get there.
And just about the enforcement end, again, we're losing $4 or $5 million And I think we should be putting more money into enforcement, because there are indeed a number of people who do business in Alaska and take unfair advantage of Alaskans by not having a business license.
Okay. Thank you, Senator, for your comments. Just to let the committee know what my intentions are today, we do have a committee substitute drafted that the sponsors have seen, and we're going to bring that out in just a moment and have an explanation of the changes. We're going to entertain amendments if folks are ready to go with that today, and then have the bills, hold the bills over for further consideration. We'll take public testimony today, hold over public testimony and consideration of some disposition of the bills next Tuesday, so people can have time to consider the changes and the issues involved. So that's our intention. Were there any responses to Senator Bundy? Senator Wilkin?
Mr. Chair, it's probably helpful to put on the record maybe a little history. And I should relate this history because I'm probably the most guilty person in the room, because in 2003 I was responsible for the bill in finance, and it was a governor's bill, and I should have probably looked further. But I believe the core of business, too, is the cost payer should be the cost causer should be the cost payer. It was represented to me and others in 2003 that it cost $100 to process, do all the work that it took, and that we were losing money in OCC licensing with the business license. And in response to Mark and others, I would say, well, you know, we at least need to recoup our costs. And when maybe 3 months ago, when I asked Sheila to work with OCC licensing, I said, you know, we're not going to subsidize it. And as I said in my sponsor statement, and I think Mr. Urien will tell you today, it costs less than $25 through technology and economies of scale. So, Senator Bundy, the amount of money really isn't important, but we should hold dear the theory wherever we are in government that the cost causer is the cost payer, and indeed we are making money off of a $25 license, and I think that's important for us to remember as this marches through. So, thank you.
Any other comments? If not, at this point, I'm going to ask, Tom, would you mind taking the seat behind you, and these guys can shift over to these two front seats. I'm going to ask Dana Owen to come up to the witness table for presentation of a committee substitute for possible adoption by the committee. And then we'll move to the director of the Division of Occupational Licensing, or I believe he'll be representing the administration today. So Dana, I ask you to get identical committee substitutes based on some of the discussion that had gone on for these two identical bills. So could you tell us what's being proposed here?
Mr. Chairman, each of you should have, each of the members should have in their possession a committee substitute which establishes the business license fee at $25 a year. It establishes a effective date of October 1st, 2008, and for the interim, it establishes a procedure whereby people can buy business licenses both at the current rate when they're due, and then be able to buy a two-year license, tack onto that the fee of $25 when it becomes in effect. So if you are wanting to renew for 2 years, you can now buy a license for 2 years for $125. And for those who have to pay $100 a year, and for those who pay the $50 fee, you may buy a two-year license for $75. And again, that covers that interim section. I'm sure Mr. Urien will have more to say about that.
Okay. So, Dana, am I correct that the proposed committee substitute to replace the two bills is a result of discussion with Mr. Urien and the sponsors of the original bills?
Yes.
Okay. Any questions for Dana at this point? Why don't we ask Mr. Urien to join us at the table so he can comment on the committee substitute before we consider it, and then we will get to the proposal of other amendments. Mr. Urien, if you could identify yourself for the record, please. And thanks for being with us today. Good to see you back.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Rick Urien. I'm the director of the Division of Corporations, Business, and Professional Licensing. And I'm pleased to be your first witness, legislators, for this term. Wish you well in this term.
Thank you.
I'm pleased to represent the administration here on behalf of on the bills before you and support of the bills before you. Governor Palin has expressed her desire to do what it is to help encourage business in the state of Alaska, and this is a first step in that line, and that's why we support the bills before you. And I'm certainly here. I could talk at length about the how the program goes or the history of the program, and I'm not sure how you want to go. I'm prepared to answer or respond to any questions that you may have about your proposal.
Okay. Are there any general questions before we get into what he thinks of the committee substitute? Senator Bundy, or Senator Stevens, I guess, was first. Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, just the only question is, do you think that a $100 fee is discouraging to businesses? Is it too high? And
well, Senator Stevens, as you heard from previous testimony, that it is obvious that the number of business licenses has decreased since we upped the fee. So we assume that it has been discouraging in some. So we think with a decreased fee, we're certainly hopeful that those numbers will come back up.
Okay. Thank you. Senator Bundy?
I would respond to Senator Stevens. It may be like purging the voter records, too. There are a lot of phantom voters on there that get purged when you finally get an accurate accounting. But it was stated, and I believe it was likely true, that Senator Wilkins said that you can produce a business license for $25 or less. That's accurate.
That's correct. The $25 pays for the operation, our operation. Yeah.
You have one investigator for all business license, professional license violations. Is that correct?
We have one investigator that handles business licenses cases. We have other investigators that do other professions.
Yeah. Would that $25 pay for that investigator?
Yes.
And do you feel one is enough, that they're amply able to investigate all complaints, except in my case?
Yes. Senator Bundy, I called my investigator just before I came over here to talk to him about his caseload. And I said, his name is Don Falkenberry. And I said, Mr. Falkenberry, I says, tell me, is your caseload an endless thing? And he said, it's endless. He goes through the phone books of Anchorage and Fairbanks and finds that about 50% of the people who advertise in the phone books or don't have business licenses, and it goes on forever. So I don't know what we could do with, you know, we try and keep the cost of government down and our number of employees down. We have business that will keep one person busy for a long time.
And if I might return, and if the business license fee produced a little more money, you could have better and more efficient investigation and better compliance, and so perhaps the income would go up.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And before we go further, Mr. Urien, I wanted to say that my interaction and the staff's interaction with the Pill administration so far has been excellent. I was told that she really, really meant it, what she said in her State of the State speech about no pride of authorship on these important pieces of legislation, and there was no request to slow members' bills down for a Palin bill to come through. Everybody's working together, and I appreciate that very much.
Yes, Governor Palin is for results, mm-hmm. not for credit.
Yeah, and that's a refreshing thing around here, and I appreciate it. Senator Bundy?
Yeah, and I listened to the inaugural address, and when she talked about holding the public accountable, resonated well with me, and I think that may be it. Did you have a committee substitute you wanted to adopt, Mr.
Yeah, Chairman? in just a moment. So, Mr. Urien, did you you've seen the committee substitute?
Yes,
it's
I have.
It's mostly briefly. From your suggestion. So, could you comment on it?
First of all, the effective date, as you know. We have we just finished a renewal period. Our business licenses are expire at the end of the year. They're an annual thing, not their state fiscal year. It's goes from January to
calendar.
December.
Yeah.
So we just went through a renewal period, and some people have renewed for 1 year. Some people have renewed for 2 years. So we have a lot of licenses out there that will not expire until December 31 of 2008. And for that reason, we wanted to put an effective date on. So we wouldn't have to go through a refund situation, which would be disastrous for us, very costly process. Or, and we wouldn't have any of your constituents out there mad at us because they paid $100 for a license that now costs $25. So for that reason, and the October date is when we start our renewal. They start in October for the licenses that expire in December. And that's why we picked the October date.
Okay. So the new date and the proposed committee substitute comports with what you think is a better idea than the original bill?
That's correct.
It's more workable for the division?
It's workable for us, but it's you know, certainly your call. If you wanted to make pass a bill that says the cost of business license is $25 today, we would enforce that. And those people who have already spent their $100 are either out, or you could say give a refund. I'm not sure how you'd want to handle it. That's certainly your call. We think this would be the best from a political and a management standpoint. That's what.
And I'm told the sponsors, original sponsors, agree.
Okay.
Any other points you'd like to make about the proposed CS?
The other suggestion in here is the transitional language. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, as it is today, or sort of as it is today, half of the business license expire this year and half the next year. It's got way out of whack, but that was the intentional for us. So to even out the workload, we have, by the way, just in case if you wonder, we have 11 people who do corporations and business licenses. That includes a supervisor. So we don't have a large staff. But working having the business license expire every other year spreads out the workload. Mm-hmm. If the bill expire or go to, you know, the effective date at 2008, October 2008, and all licenses became new and for the year of 2009, we'd have somewhat of a minor disaster if we had 70,000 licenses coming due in 1 year. So in order to continue to spread that out, we would like people that whose licenses expire at the end of this year, beginning of 2008, to have the option of buying a two-year license for $125 or $75. If they're an old timer like me, I have a business license. I pay $50 for. I have to confess. So it would give. So that would help spread out those expiration dates of the business license and allow us to manage the program in a cost-effective manner. But we are way out of, I'll just tell you, we are out of whack. I noticed that the business license that expired at the end of last year was 24,418. So we got 40,000 coming up next year and 24 this year. So we're already out of whack.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to entertain a motion to adopt the committee substitute for Senate Bill number 24.
Mr. Chairman, I move CS Senate Bill number 20. No, I'm sorry. Are you going to do the CS?
Yes.
Okay, so you want to move 24. Mr. Chairman, I move that we adopt Senate Bill number 24 with the individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Entertaining a motion, seeking a motion to adopt the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 24.
I so move, Madam Chair.
Okay. Is there objection to adoption of the committee substitute? Seeing none, that's the item before us. I'm going to entertain a motion now to adopt the proposed committee substitute, which is identical from Dana's presentation and Mr. Urien's presentation. Entertain a motion to adopt the Labor and Commerce Committee CS for Senate Bill number 39.
I shall move, Mr. Chairman.
Any discussion? Any objection? Okay, so adopted. That is the item before us as well. At this point, I'm going to ask if there are any amendments to be proposed. We're going to take that and then open public hearing. So the committee substitute with a proposed amendment under markup will be before us for testimony first by Mr. Urien, and then anyone else. So at this stage, we'll go into markup. Senator Bundy?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move what I'll call amendment number one. It's Bannister A.1.
To the first bill, to Senator Wilkins' bill, Senate Bill 39.
Well, it'd be more appropriate to adopt it to the committee.
Yes. Okay. So the motion has been moved. Amendment number one for the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute for Senate Bill 39. Members are receiving a copy of the amendment. And we're going to try in the future to have those. Senator Bundy did have this in writing to the committee. We're going to try and have them available for folks as early as possible. And appreciate that help. I'm not going to ask you to make an amendment to the other bill. We're just going to consider it here under this one to see if it's necessary. So do you have the amendment, Rick?
No, I do not.
Okay. Rick needs an amendment. And the sponsors as well. So, Senator Bundy, did you have more you wanted to present on the amendment?
I just speak briefly to the amendment, if I might, Mr. Chairman. This was an amendment drafted after consultation with Mr. Urien. And from my previous comments, there isn't a lot on enforcement. They don't have the inspectors that I think they need. And if there is a problem, previously, the fine was, I don't know, $20,000 or something, vastly out of proportion to the problem and inappropriate. So there was never any penalty, any enforcement. You don't have a business license, get one. You don't get one, well, you just get to ignore the law and continue doing business. This amendment, as I said, in consultation with Mr. Urien, that would give them a reasonable level of enforcement for someone who chooses to do business in Alaska without a business license, thereby having an unfair advantage with people who choose to obey the law. And I would then ask Mr. Urien to comment on in more detail on the amendment.
Thank you, Senator Bundy. Mr. Urien?
In speaking with my investigator, I asked him, what is it that we could do to help you in your job? What one thing, and he says, a fine, a simple civil fine. As you can read by this amendment, the fine today for not having a business license is a maximum of $2,000 and 6 months in jail, or both. In the history of this state, we have never had any conviction under this penalty, and no one's ever going to do that. Since I've been at the head of this little division, and still my investigators, I say our mission is to get people in compliance. I'm not interested in fining people thousands or even hundreds of dollars. We want to get you in compliance. But there are some people out there, my investigator says, that just flat thumb their nose at him saying, there's nothing you can do about it, and they're absolutely correct. Mm-hmm. And this little amendment would allow us to sort of thump those people, but most people, if you just the threat of this being out there, they'll get into compliance and pay their $25 and get their license, and that will be the end of it.
You'll be able to publicize this, so there will be some knowledge out in the community, and folks will know.
My investigators will certainly publicize it to the people who are appropriate people.
Okay. Any comment from Senator Stevens?
No, just a clarification, Mr. Chairman. I noticed the words willfully fails. It seems to be pretty clear if you don't get a license, if you fail to obtain a license, you'd be guilty of a misdemeanor. But you put in willfully fail. So then does that open up a whole area where people are going to say it was not willful, it was a mistake? I mean, if you don't have a license, aren't you in violation? I guess my question is, is willful really necessary?
Oh, Senator Stevens, the word willful is in the previous, it's an existing language.
Right.
We put the new language by Senator Bundy says a person who knowingly violates a section. That's our language there.
So the way it reads right now, somebody has to have made a mistake and not have applied for a license. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Stevens. Senator Bundy?
And one other thing came to mind, not necessarily germane to the amendment, but in you've been with the, if I might direct a question to Mr. Urien, you've been with the department four years in your...
Four plus years.
In that time, you've seen, according to your investigator, numerous violations. However, have you had any complaints about the cost of the $100 fee versus the $25 fee?
Through the chair, when the bill passed in 2002 or whatever it was, we had maybe a couple dozen complaints. And we've had several. Every year we get some complaints, and the people at the front desk, the ones that get the complaints are those people at the front desk, not, they don't come to me. But so we do have complaints all ongoing all the time, but the number of them, I couldn't begin to tell you what it was.
Okay, but go ahead. Surely not the 4,000 or 5,000 people who have chosen not to renew.
No, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any comment on the amendment from the sponsors?
I have no objection.
Okay. Okay. Great. Okay. We'll hold the amendment then for further consideration. Thank you, Mr. Urien. If you could stand by. We're going to open things up to further public testimony. I think this person wants to testify on the studded tire bill. Any folks to testify on this one?
No.
Okay. Is there anyone here in the room who intends to testify on the business license bills? Anyone on teleconference?
Yes. I thought that I saw on the Anchorage off-nets that he wanted to testify on all three bills. Is that, am I wrong? He would probably be speaking if he wanted to.
Okay. Well, let's see. Mr. Greg Waitschik?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Waitschik, are you there?
Yes, sir.
And do you intend to testify on the business license bills?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Then can you please get closer to the microphone? We can barely hear you.
Is that better?
That's much better. And you're now with the online with the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. Please state your name and affiliation for the record, and then go ahead with your testimony. We'd like to keep it to three minutes and or less if possible, but if you need a little bit more, we'll accommodate that. Please go ahead.
Good morning. My name is Greg Waitschik, and I own Alaska Tire World. I have been asked to speak today about SB 39 and SB 41. First, I'm going to talk about SB 39 business licenses going back to normal pricing. Why should the state of Alaska punish business owners by increased business license fees? When small business overhead goes up, so does the price of goods and services. Ultimately, the Alaskan consumer pays more. Why are we making life harder for the Alaskan citizens? I urge you to change it back to where it was and support SB 39. Now, due to time restraints, I would like to talk to you about SB 41.
Well, sir, can we, are you not able to stick with us for a few more moments to testify on that bill?
I have court in a half an hour.
Okay, then with the committee's indulgence, we're going to allow Mr. Waitschik to testify on a bill that's not currently before us, but because of the time constraint, go right ahead, sir.
Now I would like to talk about SB 41, which I believe has two parts. First, the studded tire tax, and second, what I call point of sale tire tax. Why does the state of Alaska need to tax the safety of our families during our winter months? Studded tires are designed for added traction for winter driving, and when used properly, add safety to everybody on the road. We can use all the help we can get when it comes to driving on snow and ice, which is why we know, which we all know can be very hazardous in our state. How can we tax safety? The $440,000 we raised by the tax seems like a very small amount considering the training curve and the frustration it takes to use the state of Alaska's online PERS system. The state of Alaska has minimal help when it came to filing the tire tax and paying the tax. A percentage of my customers could not afford the added tax, so their safety and the safety of their families is compromised by financial restraints that was imposed by the state of Alaska. Next, I would like to talk about what I call point of sale tire tax. That's where you purchase the tire and you pay the tax then. Why are we taxing ourselves more for tires with the rising cost of energy prices and other soaring prices? It seems absurd to drive our Alaska goods and services up in cost. Please support SB 41. Thank you, and can I answer any questions?
Are there questions from the committee? I see no questions. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you being with us.
Thank you.
And I know Senator Wilikowski and Senator Wilkin appreciate your support for their legislation.
Anytime they need my help, they're more than welcome.
Okay. They've got your phone number. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anyone further online or here in Juneau who would like to testify? If not, we'll come back to the Senator Bundy's amendment to Senate Bill 39. Is there committee discussion? Is there any objection to Amendment Number 1 to Senate Bill, the committee substitute for Senate Bill 39? Hearing none, the amendment is adopted. Let's move now to, since we're doing these in tandem, we'll go to Senate Bill 24. And Senator Bundy, you intend to make the same motion?
I would, Mr. Chairman, move Amendment Number 1 to Senate Bill 24.
The CS for Senate Bill 24?
Yes.
Any discussion? It's the same argument. Is there any objection to adoption of Amendment Number 1? Hearing none, that's so adopted. Thank you, Senator Bundy. Senator?
You were still planning to hold this over until next
week. Yes, absolutely.
Could we have a brief at ease?
Certainly. Committee will stand at a brief at ease. Gentlemen, as I said before, we're going to hold the bill over with as amended, the committee substitute as amended, and have it back before us on Tuesday with a quorum, and we'll consider action at that time. So thank you both for being with us. We appreciate it very much. I think Senator Wilikowski is going to stay for the next bill. Thanks, Senator Wilkin. Yep. Okay, the next item before us is Senate Bill Number 41 by Senator Wilikowski, an act repealing the fee imposed on the sale of studded tires. Senator Wilikowski, if you'd like to join us again. And our intention with this bill as well is to consider a committee substitute today after we hear the sponsor statement and hold the bill over for action on Tuesday. Senator Wilikowski, welcome back. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Stevens, or Senator Stevens, I'm here today to present SB 41, an act repealing the fee imposed on the sale of studded tires. I'll give you a little background on that bill first. This bill was presented at the request of Governor Murkowski, and the bill proposed a new fee of $5 per tire for the sale of studded tires, starting on July 1, 2004. In fiscal year 2005, this tax generated $436,440. In fiscal year 06, it generated $446,771. After this bill was actually enacted, a final report came out. The report was commissioned by the legislature, and it was a report entitled Socioeconomic Effects of Studded Tire Use in Alaska.
And Senator Wilikowski, if I could interrupt you for just a second. I want to make clear to everyone who's watching that we've now gone into informational mode. We're hearing your bill in an informational mode. We don't have a quorum at the moment, so we'll have that on Tuesday for action. But for anyone, we're able to proceed with two members here just for informational purposes.
Thank you.
So please go right ahead.
Thank you. On May 3rd, 2004, a final report was prepared entitled Socioeconomic Effects of Studded Tire Use in Alaska. This was a report prepared by the University of Alaska Anchorage School of Engineering and the University of Alaska Anchorage Institute of Socioeconomic Research. And that report found that there was an overall positive impact by the use of studded tires. The use of studded tires has been found to cause some rotting in the roads. However, There also is a significant increase in traction, braking, and acceleration, which ultimately results in less accidents. There are a number of studies from all over the world, from Finland, Japan, and in fact the United States in particular. There was one which I believe I've included in your packet from Minnesota. It is not a very current study. It's about 30 years old. However, that looked at a two-year period of time. This is a study that was actually in the Alaska Department of Transportation report on studded tires, and that found that there was a 100% increase in a two-year period when studded tires were banned. And because this tax does generate it does generate $440,000 approximately. However, there is the potential, and I believe you'll hear testimony. I've certainly heard it from my staff who've been in contact with tire manufacturers, tire salesmen, that this does have a discouraging impact on people buying studded tires. And with the budget surplus that we have, I believe that this would be appropriate time to put people's safety ahead of raising this amount of money, and I would urge you to support this bill. Thank you.
Senator Wilikowski, thank you for your presentation. Any questions or comments from members? If not, thank you for being with us. You can stay right there at the witness table. I understand we have Joanna Bales from the Department of Revenue with us online. Not yet.
Yes, I am here.
Hi, Ms. Bales. Could you identify yourself for the record? And
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Joanna Bales. I'm the supervisor of the Excise Tax Group and the Tax Division of the Department of Revenue. And in my position, I am the manager of the state's tire fee program at this time. And as the bill sponsor just mentioned, the tire fee, well, the studded tire fee has been around since July 1 of 2004. Unlike our other tax programs, the most of our other excise tax programs, the tax is levied at the wholesale levy level, where the wholesalers are required to collect and remit the tax. The tire fee is levied at the retail level, and it does affect a significant number of small businesses in the state. And over the life of the tire fee, we have received numerous complaints from our taxpayers, these small businesses, about how onerous the program is, the record keeping, things like that. Last year, back in fiscal year 2006, about 600,000 tires, studded and studded, were sold in the state. And the way the tire fee works is those small businesses are required to account for every single one of those tires. They're also required to make the determination as to whether or not that tire sale is taxable. We do have some exemptions, and the program is confusing and burdensome for them. And, you know, as such, I guess I'd like to just point out that the Department of Revenue does support the repeal of the studded tire fee and the tire fee program as a whole.
Thank you, Ms. Bales. We appreciate it. I'm going to ask Senator Wilikowski to shift over and ask Mr. Owen to come to the witness table. We do have a committee substitute. We won't be able to adopt that today, but I'm going to ask Dana to explain it to the committee, and then we'll take it from there. Mr. Owen?
Mr. Chairman, the committee substitute that you have before you is similar to the original bill in that it removes the fee on studded tires. However, it goes a step further. This bill is identical to the bill that the governor had introduced, but we received that too late to include it on today's schedule. What this bill would do is remove the entire program. That is to say, it will take off not only the $5 fee on studded tires, but also the $2.50 fee on tires.
Okay. And we understand that the original sponsor of the bill is comfortable with that. Okay. Ms. Bales, did you hear all of that? Senator Wilikowski supports, if this committee takes action in the near future, to change his original bill, a partial repeal, to Governor Palin's approach of a total repeal of both aspects of the fee. Were you clear on that?
Yes, I am, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Well, we appreciate your testimony today. I believe that's Senator Stevens.
Just a question of the lady that was speaking. Can you give us, is there, this is a limited amount of money, $440,000 tax generated. Is there a cost associated with this in your department to collect it and to enforce it? Can you give us an idea of what that might be?
Yes, Senator Stevens, through the chair. We do, we have one full-time employee who does examine that program, and the cost that we incur is about $56,000 a year.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Ms. Bales, this is Senator Ellis again. The since the Governor Palin wants to see the complete repeal, I guess you all have been instructed in your budget proposal to account for this loss of revenue?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. We have prepared a fiscal note that includes the loss of the revenue and the loss of the position that deals with enforcing this tax type.
Okay, so you all have accounted and planned for this if it becomes law?
That's correct.
Great. Thank you very much for being with us today. Any further comments for the from the sponsor? If not, we're going to hold this bill over along with the proposed committee substitute for Tuesday. These bills will be back before us under bills previously heard. Is there anything else we need to do today? Okay. We will, and I think I said before, we will continue the public testimony if there's anyone who would like to testify on Tuesday, but I intend to consider final disposition of the bills at that time. So I hope all committee members will take the time to consider the new versions of the bill, the proposed version of this bill, and be ready to act on Tuesday. Is there anything further to come before the committee at this time? If not, I will adjourn the meeting at 2:27 p.m. Thank you all very much.